From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week, the only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network. Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville, from the Learfield Network Studios. Here's your host, Bill Pollack.
And let's start this week's program with our look at women's athletics, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12.
The 3-2, popped up, left field. Lillian races back to the warning track, makes the catch. Win column Sooners for the 13th straight season. The Sooners are headed to the Super Regionals. It's the longest streak in college softball, and Oklahoma has won its 21st regional title. The final score, Oklahoma 16, Cal 3.
Chopper to short.
Naomi, game over. OSU, for the fourth year in a row, headed to the Super Regional. Got her! Texas is heading to the Supers!
Three of the four Big 12 teams that made it to the softball regionals are advancing to Super Regionals. The three teams that hosted move on for Baylor. Their run came to an end in Salt Lake City. A good run, a good season for the Bears. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Texas swept their way to Supers, starting with the number one Sooners, 11-0 wins over Hofstra and Missouri, and then in the final game against Cal, a 16-3 win.
2-2. Line drive deep to right field towards the wall, and it is off the glove of the right fielder and over the wall. A home run from T.R.A. Jennings on a ball that popped off the glove of Lee and went over the wall. Wow! This 1-1 is a line drive deep to center field. Oh, it's over the batter's eye and way out of here. Alyssa Brito is fired up as she rounds third base. It's a Brito bomb. Here's the 2-1. Lifted deep to left center field. It is long gone. Sid Sanders left the stadium for the second straight day. Wake up, home run village. Sid's got another souvenir for you as she airplanes into home plate. Wow, what a start. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That ball's hammered deep to right field. Oh, it's out of the stadium again. Jocelyn Erickson leaves the yard in a big way on an absolute bomb. And stop me if you've heard that. The Sooners go back to back, and it's 6-0 Oklahoma. Rocks and fires. Line drive deep to right field. That ball's out of here. That ball is long gone. It's a two-homer day for T.R.A. Jennings. She goes opposite field without any help from the right fielder. And airplanes into home plate. It's a two-homer day, and it's 7-0 Sooners.
Man, the ball was flying out of the park. A quartet of first-inning homers. T.R.A. Jennings, Alyssa Brito, Sydney Sanders, and Jocelyn Erickson paved the way, got things going as the Sooners jumped out to a 6-0 lead after one inning. Another Jennings home run there in the second made it 7. And then they had a 7-run third inning, and that just blew the game open. 16-3 win for the Oklahoma Sooners, who now host Super Regionals. For number 6, Oklahoma State, they opened with a 9-0 win over UMBC, a 6-0 win over number 21, Wichita State, and then the Cowgirls found themselves down 2-1 heading into the 7th inning against Nebraska.
Becker in the center. We are tied. Here comes Sokolowski. 3-2, OSU. Naomi backhand, and it's off the glove of Billy Andrews. Bloodworth in to score. Two-run lead, Cowgirls. Corkscrew to Andrews again. Only play at first. Another run comes in to score. And it's a 4-run 7 for OSU.
And that would be it for the Cowgirls. A four-run seventh inning, and nothing left the yard. Four singles, a walk, and an error. That sparked the rally as Oklahoma State extended its NCAA regional winning streak to 12 games, all of those in Stillwater. Number 8 Texas opened up with an 8-0 win over Seton Hall, a 2-1 win Saturday over their rival Texas A&M, and then again meeting on Sunday. They knew that they would see all the fresh arms, strong arms, they'd get their best, but the bats came alive early for the Longhorns. 4 runs in the first, another 4-run outburst in the fifth, blew the game open. Texas moves on for a school record third super regional appearance in a row, 11-5 the final over A&M, and it wouldn't have been that close. A&M tried to make it interesting. They had a 3-run homer there in the mix, but the Longhorns moving on with an impressive win. Seeded 13th now, the Longhorns will travel to face Tennessee. Oklahoma State will host number 19 Oregon. And number 1 Oklahoma will host number 16 Clemson. In fact, let's just give you the schedule here. Our can't miss games of the week presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. All right, so Texas at Tennessee, game 1 Friday at 3 p.m. on ESPN2. Game 2 is Saturday at 2. And, of course, if needed, Sunday at game 3. That is a TBA. Oklahoma State hosting Oregon, Game 1 Friday, 8 o'clock at night on ESPN2. Game 2 set for Saturday at 5 on ESPN2. And Game 3 at TBA. And Oklahoma hosting Clemson, Game 1 Friday at 1 p.m. on ESPN2. So on Friday, you could stay tuned in to ESPN2, catch the Sooners and Clemson at 1, followed by Texas at Tennessee at 3, and then later on at night, the Cowgirls hosting Oregon at 8. All that on ESPN2 on Friday. So you've got the Sooners hosting Clemson, Game 1, 1 p.m. Game 2 is Saturday at noon, the television TBA on that. And on the Sooners website, they don't list a Game 3. They don't list Sunday, TBA. Just 2 games. Intentionally done, I bet. The web folks in Norman, they don't need a TBA. They don't need a just-in-case placeholder for Sunday on their website. They don't need it. They're going to win, too. By 2:30 on Saturday, they're thinking our ticket should be punched to OKC. We don't need to put in a Sunday, if needed, a TBA. No. I thought it was very interesting on the Sooners website. They're just listing the Friday and Saturday games. I love it. I love the confidence. From the Merida Hines Softball Complex on the campus of OU to the USA Softball Hall of Fame Complex, it's 27.9 miles, straight shot up I-35. They plan to do it in 2 games. That is our look at our can't-miss games of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Coming up for the rest of the program, we'll look at each of the 3 opponents, Tennessee, Oregon, Clemson. We'll look at their seasons, key players, key wins. It's all part of our look at women's athletics brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. And then we've got the Big 12 baseball tournament, first day Wednesday. We'll talk about the matchups, recap the first 2 games for you, touch on Bedlam, that's the 3rd game. So we'll go through all that. And then we'll have a Kansas podcast. We'll play a portion of a Kansas podcast with the Philadelphia Phillies manager and his ties to the Jayhawks. So that's all coming up. Settle in. We're just getting started here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit OnLocationExp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average auto savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Big 12 This Week can be found as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, Big12Sports.com, the official athletic website of the Big 12 Conference. Check it out whenever you like. Let's look at the opponents as we stick with softball super regionals. Texas will be traveling to Tennessee. The Volunteers went 47-8 this season. 19-5 in the SEC. That was good for first place. A game against Texas on February 11th was canceled, so no head-to-head matchups. Some of the highlights for the Volunteers this year, a 1-0 win over then number 5 Clemson. They were swept by Baylor in early April, and the only SEC series that they lost came against Arkansas. They got to Super Regionals by beating Northern Kentucky 12-0 and beating Indiana twice 9-1 and 7-3. The Vols are led by Keke Malloy, a .427 hitter, 25 homers, 55 RBIs, second on the team in ribbies behind McKenna Gibson, who has 59 with 15 homers, and Gibson is batting .380. Those are the top two hitters and two outstanding pitchers. Combined record 32-2. Ashley Rogers is 17-1. She's got an ERA of .73. She started 18 games this year, teams hitting just .120 against Rogers. And Peyton Gottsall is 15-1. Her ERA is 1.52, a double of Rogers, but teams hit just .152 against her. And defensively, a .972 fielding percentage, better than Texas, who has a .967 fielding percentage. Tennessee has the overall number 4 seed. It's the highest in program history. Their streak of hosting 18 straight regionals ties their conference rival Alabama for the longest streak in the country. So Tennessee, a very solid team at 47-8. Texas is 5-3 all-time against the Volunteers. Oklahoma State will be hosting the Oregon Ducks, 38-15 overall, 14-10 in conference play, fifth place, but they're ranked 19th in the country. That's a really tough Pac-12 conference, a very top-heavy, a lot of strong teams up at the top. They lost to Oklahoma State in the third game of the season, 3-0 in Puerto Vallarta. Kelly Maxwell pitched a two-hitter, striking out 15 in that win for the Cowgirls. In late February, though, Oregon beat number 19 Northwestern, number 3 Florida, and number 24 Missouri. But they lost every series against the ranked teams in the Pac-12, and they lost to Stanford in the opening round of their conference tournament. But then their bats got hot at the right time, beating Notre Dame 5-4 in regionals, and then knocking off host Arkansas 10-4 and 14-4. And when we had Bill Van Ness on for a couple of weeks, and we talked about regionals, thought for sure that Arkansas was going to be Oklahoma State's opponent. And that's not the case. It's the Ducks now. They're using the term, Oregon themselves using the term fairy tale. It's been a fairy tale season, a fairy tale run for them. They were beat last year by Arkansas in the regionals, and they have a lot of fifth-year seniors, and they're hot at the right time, and they wanted to get back to this spot, and they did it. They came full circle by knocking out Arkansas this year. Their pitching staff is led by Stevie Hansen, 20-6 on the season, and Morgan Scott, their number 2 pitcher, 13-6, and both pitchers have ERAs in the mid-2s. They're not a big home run hitting team. Tara McGowan leads the team with 12. Allie Bunker is their big hitter, 10 homers, leads the team with 54 RBIs and hits .391. Just one of those tough outs, just a tough out to get. She's going to put the ball in play, and they don't strike out a lot. They do put the ball in play, not a big power team, but the Ducks rattled off 26 hits in the two wins over Arkansas. And their pitching staff, as I mentioned, with their ERA in the mid-2s, they're not overpowering. They're not going to strike you out. They're not going to blow the ball by you necessarily, but they've got great control. They don't walk a lot. So if you're going to beat them, you're going to have to scratch out the hits. And Oregon is coached by former longtime associate head coach at Oklahoma, Melissa Lombardi, who spent 21 years in Norman. So she's been at Oregon for 5 seasons. And then the Oklahoma Sooners will be hosting Clemson, the 16th seed. They went 49-10 on the year, 18-6 in the ACC. They lost to Duke in the ACC semifinals and then faced Auburn 3 times at their regional, winning 7-0 on Saturday, losing 5-2, and then had to clinch the regional Sunday with a 5-1 win. Clemson started the season 37-1, but they went 12-9 down the stretch. And their team, the cornerstone of this team, is Valerie Cagle. 26-6 on the year, throwing 186 of their 377 innings. A 1.20 ERA, and teams hit just 1.74 against her. And she's also their leading hitter. She is batting 467 with 19 homers and 57 RBIs. And if you've heard her story at all, she had a great freshman year. Same thing. Was dominating 28-7 as a pitcher, led the team with a 404 batting average, but her sophomore numbers dropped because of an arm issue. Had a shoulder issue, had a bicep tendon that kept popping out of place, and still played through the season, played through the pain. Doctors told her, look, you can't hurt yourself anymore. Just can you play through the pain? And so she went from hitting over 400 to just 308, and they called it a slump, but you know, her pitching velocity had dropped, but still got all the way to Super Regionals. Oklahoma State knocked her and Clemson out a year ago, but now she's healthy and has this team poised for good. You know, listen, they probably would have made a good run. I just think it's going to be a tough sledding here going up against the Oklahoma Sooners. Their coach, John Rittman, was an associate head coach with Kansas from 2015 to 2017. And before that, a longtime coach at Stanford. So a lot of success. And this is a relatively new program that just started in 2020. So they've had immediate success. Of course, that was a COVID year. But here they are, back-to-back Super Regional appearances. So very interesting teams, very interesting matchups to keep an eye out for here this weekend. And that's our look at Super Regional softball here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed. And I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again. Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough. And it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week. You can hear the show on Sirius XM, Channel 375, 6 Eastern, on Thursdays. For just the second time in the 30-year history of the Ben Hogan Award, there's a repeat winner. Texas Tech golfer Ludwig Aberg was named the recipient of the award for 2023 earlier this week. It's awarded to the top men's college golfer based on collegiate, amateur, and professional events over the past year. And he's the number one player, joins John Rahm as the only repeat winners in the award in the history. Aberg earned the award after winning four times this season in nine starts, including back-to-back wins at the Big 12 Championship and the NCAA Norman Regional. So far this season, Aberg has finished inside the top 10 of all nine events that he's played in and has seven top five finishes. And the number 11 Texas women's golf team advanced to match play for the third time in the last four seasons. They dropped a 4-1 decision to number 6 Texas A&M in the quarterfinals of match play at the NCAA Championships Tuesday at Greyhawk Golf Club in Arizona. The Longhorns tied for fifth at the 2023 NCAA Championships, which marks the program's best finish since they placed third in 2003. Baseball awards, West Virginia second baseman J.J. Weatherholt was named the Big 12 Player of the Year. I think he should be the Golden Spikes Player of the Year for all of baseball. And Texas left-hander Lucas Gordon was named the Pitcher of the Year. These were voted on by the Big 12 coaches, and they also selected West Virginia's Randy Mazey as Coach of the Year. As far as Weatherholt, he ranks second in Division I with a .447 batting average. And he's on track to have the highest batting average for a Big 12 hitter since 1999. He's had 15 homers, 21 doubles, and has driven in 56 runs. He is the first West Virginia player to be named Big 12 Player of the Year. And Gordon leads Big 12 starting pitchers with a 2.48 ERA, and he went 6-1 on the season. He is the eighth Longhorn pitcher to win the award and the second in the past three seasons. So What's Your Beef is presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. And, you know, I ran through the scenarios last week of how the final weekend could end in a three-way tie. West Virginia going to Texas, I said that was going to be a tough place, and to try to win one would be tough, and that proved true as Texas swept the Mountaineers 12-2, 10-4, and 7-3. And then Bedlam in Norman, and I said, you know, Oklahoma State had a big advantage over Oklahoma, but it's Bedlam and anything can happen. After the Cowboys got a 13-2 win on Friday, it was a 5-0 loss to the Sooners on Saturday that was the difference for OSU not getting the number one seed. And then they finished up with an 11-1 win on Sunday. So that moved it all into a three-way tie for first, along with Texas and West Virginia, all of them 15-9 records in conference play. But Texas gets the number one seed. And all seven teams with a winning record coming into this Big 12 tournament, regardless of what happens, should get nothing less than an at-large bid for the NCAA tournament. No doubt there should be seven teams. And that's What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. And let's look at the numbers. For Kansas State, they had an RPI of 53 and a strength of schedule of 48. Oklahoma, an RPI of 36, strength of schedule 13. Oklahoma State, RPI 20, 29 on the strength of schedule. TCU, RPI 38, strength of schedule 26. Texas, RPI 23. I mean, look at these RPI numbers. 19th for strength of schedule. Texas Tech, an RPI of 44. Strength of schedule 52. West Virginia, RPI of 21. They're in. Their strength of schedule 74. So you look at the numbers and what these teams have been able to do. Three teams in the top 25, four in the top 40. In fact, all nine teams have a strength of schedule in the top 75. And every team in the league has multiple top 25 RPI wins. But there's no doubt that seven Big 12 teams should be in the NCAA regionals. And that's What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average auto savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids.
That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week. The ball was certainly flying out of the ballpark at Globe Life Field in Arlington for the first two games of the Big 12 Baseball Championship earlier on Wednesday. Fourth-seeded TCU beat five-seed Kansas State 16-3. Braden Taylor had a career-high six RBIs, and he got it started in the first inning with a three-run homer.
That is skied out toward right field, hit well. This one toward the track and the wall, gone. Big fly for Braden Taylor. And TCU strikes first, they lead it to nothing.
Four batters later, Curtis Byrne homered to left, and it was a 5-0 game.
1-2, out toward left center field, hit pretty well. This one's got some carry, and that one is gone. Big fly for Curtis Byrne. The long ball prevalent for TCU. They lead it 5-0 here in the first.
And then in the second inning, they kept on tacking on the runs. A pair of doubles coming from Carson Bowen and Braden Taylor.
Nunez is on the move. This one's ripped down to the left field corner. Nunez turns second, will head to third. He is going to be waved around, and he's going to score easily. RBI double by Carson Bowen, his second hit of the game. 6-0 TCU. 3-2 again. He shoots this one down the left field line, and that is a fair ball. Everything going TCU's way. 7-0 here in the second. Taylor with his fourth RBI of the game.
And the Horned Frogs weren't done. They added two more in the third, an RBI double by Elijah Nunez and a sacrifice fly.
This one sliced out toward left field. Playing shallow was Johnson. He's got to go back on it. It's over his glove. It'll roll to the wall. Over to third base is Maxwell. He's going to be waved home. The throw to the plate is not in time. The ball gets away, and Nunez will take third. 9-0 TCU.
And the pitcher's in a little bit better command in the second game. Kansas taking on Texas. It was tied 2-2 after the Longhorns tied it in the bottom of the sixth. And then in the fourth inning, a big slam from the Jayhawks.
Runners going to 3-2. Reeder drives one out toward right field. That's hit well. Dylan Campbell moving back, and that is gone. Grand salami time for Jansen Reeder. 6-2 Kansas.
And it was an intentional walk that brought Reeder up. And, man, you see that all the time. They walk, they put somebody on, open base, and then the guy that you want to try to get out makes you pay. 6-3, the final, the Jayhawks upsetting the Longhorns. And we've got a rematch of Bedlam. That's wrapping up in the afternoon, Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. Later Wednesday night, West Virginia and Texas Tech. And then, of course, the schedule will continue throughout the day on Thursday as Texas and Kansas State will go at it 9 o'clock in the morning. TCU and Kansas at 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at Children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit OnLocationExp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
We return to Big 12 this week. You can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening. Greg Gurley and Wayne Simeon, hosts of the Jayhawker podcast, recently spoke with Philadelphia Phillies manager Rob Thompson. On June 3rd of last year, the Phillies fired manager Joe Girardi. The Phillies were 22-29, a disappointing start to the season, and they named Thompson as their interim manager. And he became the first full-time Canadian manager since George Gibson managed the Pittsburgh Pirates back in 1934. He was a bench coach for Girardi. Prior to that, he was the bench coach for Gabe Kapler in Philadelphia. In the wild card series against the St. Louis Cardinals, the Phillies swept them 2-0. And then in the National League Division Series, they faced off against the defending World Series champions, Atlanta Braves, and beat them 3-1 and advanced to the National League Championship Series, where they beat the San Diego Padres and made it to the World Series before losing to Houston. Thompson played 2 years of college ball before transferring to Kansas, and he spent his final two seasons as a Jayhawk, and he led them in hits in 1984 and 1985 and holds the school record for the highest single-season batting average. He was drafted by the Detroit Tigers, later coached for Detroit and the New York Yankees before coming to Philly. And recently, he was back in Lawrence, Kansas.
This is such a great place, and I've never been in this part of Allen Fieldhouse, so this is really, really something, really humbling to be in here, you know?
Well, and you've been around some of the most iconic New York Yankees, 28 years.
Yep.
Very similar to Allen Fieldhouse, just a Yankee Stadium is it. And then give me a little old Yankee Stadium to new Yankee Stadium. How did they do?
I love them both. I mean, two really fantastic buildings. But the old stadium had so much tradition and so much history to it. And the it was built a little bit differently. Like it was a little bit steeper, and the fans were right on top.
Yeah.
And, you coach third base there, and you can feel the ground shake. You know, it was a great building, and the new building's fantastic too. It's quite a facility.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here, Coach. When I got a chance to meet you, you were sitting next to Coach Dan Fitzgerald watching men's basketball practice, and I made light of, hey, they're two hockey guys pretending to be baseball players.
Yeah.
Hail from Ontario, Canada.
Yep.
Coach Fitz is from Minnesota, big-time hockey country. What drew you to baseball?
I think just that I was, not that I was a great player, but I was a better baseball player than I was a hockey player, and both my brothers played baseball, and both very successful. My oldest brother signed with the Montreal Expos. That's how old he is. And my youngest brother played junior college, the same junior college I went to before I came to Kansas. So baseball was in our blood. I just was a little bit better at it, and got a scholarship at a junior college, came here to Kansas where I had some great coaching and great people to be around, and I just got a lot better and had the opportunity to sign a professional contract, and that's really where it all started.
Let's go back to your junior college days and how you ended up in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah, so I went to St. Clair Community College in Port Huron, Michigan, which is right across the border from where I grew up. And I played for a guy by the name of Dick Roach, who's one of the best college baseball coaches ever. And to this day, we stay in touch, and he's a mentor. He's retired now. He's actually the guy that signed Derek Jeter as a New York Yankee. But I played there 1 year, and I say I played, but I didn't really play. I sat on the bench. I was like the third string catcher. But Dick would make me stand next to him during the games and teach me about calling a game and all kinds of different strategic things. And I learned so much, even though I didn't play. After that year, they they drop the program. There's a tax cut in that county, and they drop the baseball program. They drop the women's softball program, and I didn't have a place to go. So I went and played summer baseball up in Canada, and I ended up playing with two guys that played at Kansas, Dennis Copeland and Bill Yelton. They called Marty Patton back here at Kansas, and they needed a catcher, and he offered me a scholarship, and I was here for 3 years, and I'm
Did
so
you even
happy
visit? Did you even visit,
no,
or you got the call?
Never visited.
Sight unseen.
Sight
I'm
unseen.
In.
I'm in.
Was it because what gave you the courage to do that? Was it the opportunity? Was it the reputation of Kansas? Was it the relationship that you had with those guys that kind of drew you there?
Yeah, I think it was the relationship more than anything, because they just spoke so highly of the school and the Big Eight at that time and all the teams that were in. I was just so excited to come, just the way they were talking about the school and all the people here. And so I was like, yeah, I'm in. And so as soon as Coach Patton offered me a scholarship, I agreed, and we're gone.
So your time at Kansas, 83 to 86-ish, a year if we make it about basketball, talk about some of your memories before we get to your baseball career about being in Allen Fieldhouse. We were just out there with Coach Self during practice, and you know, kind of talk about your experiences here, and then, you know, your kind of bird's eye view of Kansas basketball and what you see out of Bill Self and how it relates to what you do at the major league level.
I have always been, even when I was playing, I was interested in practices and how they were run and the organization of practices and things like that. I can't tell you how many hours I sat up there in those stands and watched Ted Owens run a practice and Larry Brown watch practice. And I'd just sit there and watch all these drills and how these guys were moving around and how disciplined they were in their work. And it really, I probably innately knew that I was going to coach it someday, but I didn't know it. Yeah. And it helped me so much.
That's awesome. And so your baseball career, talk about some of the teams you were on and some of the relationships you made. I'm friends with a lot of guys. I've heard about you forever, just met today, but they talk so highly of you and how, you know, the John Heaneys and Danny Christies of the world that your buddies in college that have been lifelong buddies.
Lifelong.
And that's the same way with my era basketball players, with Wayne's era. It's guys that no matter where you're at in life, you can always count on those guys. So kind of talk about your relationships with teammates and how it's grown throughout the years.
Yeah, so, you know, the one thing about coming here, being from Canada, it was really the first time I'd ever been away from home. And a long way from home. Like, I couldn't go home for the weekend or anything like that. My teammates were so good to me, and their families were so good to me. So for Thanksgiving, I'd go to somebody's house for Thanksgiving because I couldn't go back home.
Right.
And they just helped me out so much. And so even to this day, we are lifelong friends. We have a yearly golf trip to Naples, Florida, with guys like Danny Christie and John Heaney and Charlie Farha and Rob Peters and Joe Pfister. I just love these guys and I rely on them so much and I trust them so much. I know that I can pick the phone up at any time and they're going to help me out.
How during the World Series run did they come to a lot of games?
None. No, they came to Texas. We played down in Arlington. We had a 2-game series in Texas and we lost both. So I banned them for the rest of the season. I see Jacob back. But they'll be back next year. But, it was a great run.
Yeah, the superstitious baseball guy had to keep him away. And, you know, you mentioned you played catcher, and that's one of the toughest, grittiest, hard-nosed positions in any sport. In a lot of ways, is the point guard on the baseball diamond. What were some characteristics and qualities that you took from being a catcher that now make you a great manager?
That's a great question. And I'll hold you there. I'm not going to call myself a great manager, but I think just the fact that you have to deal with people and different people in different ways and figure out a way to motivate them. So as a catcher, I was always trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to get this guy to execute his pitches better? Do I have to kick him in the rear or do I have to pat him on the rear, you know? And I think just being able to see the game, like I can see everything as a catcher. I see all the players on the field. I think that helps you as a manager. It helps you as far as strategic in strategic ways as far as cuts and relays and bunt defenses and things like that. So there's so many things that being a catcher has helped me out, you know, personally anyway.
You know, we've seen an evolution in sports. It's not the same as when we grew up. So as far as managing in 28 years with the Yankees and now on, how different is it now than it was in the 80s and 90s and 2000s as far as management of egos? We talk about Bill Self and Lance Leipold and Fitz. You have to almost be a psychologist to a degree to you always coach some guys different than others. I mean, how have you adapted over all those years, and how big of a difference is it over all those years?
It is a big difference, and I think in a lot of different ways the game is different. You know, there's so much analytics in the game now that we try to take this room full of information and pour it into a thimble so the guys can understand and not get confused. And
where are you at on that spectrum of analytics and just managing with your gut?
I think I'm probably halfway.
Okay.
And because I think there is still, you have to have a feel in the game. There are situations that come up that no computer could ever tell you what to do.
Right.
You just have to go by experience and what you feel and what you see. Use your senses. The athletes of today are so much better than they were years ago. The training methods are so much better. You know, we used to go to spring training, and that's where you got into shape. Now guys are ready to play games as soon as they walk on the field, just because they've trained so well. So, but as far as managing egos, I really haven't had a problem with anybody. I just treat people the way I want to be treated. I think I should be treated, and just show them respect, and in the long run you gain their trust, and they'll give you the respect.
What do you look like next year? Obviously defending the National League pennant.
Yeah.
Everybody coming back. We talked earlier, your entire coaching staff is coming back, which helps with continuity.
Yeah.
You know, your guys know what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. I think our front office, our team president is Dave Dombrowski, who's I think going to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame at some point. And our general manager, Sam Fold, and we've got a great front office, and they've done an unbelievable job with getting players. And we've signed Trey Turner to play shortstop for us, who's a huge addition, high on base guy. You know, hopefully he hits in front of Harper and Schwarber and those guys, and he's on base for a ton of home runs. And we added a starting pitcher, Taijuan Walker from the Mets, who I've loved for years. We've added some bullpen pieces. Gregory Soto, we got in a trade. I think if we stay healthy and we do what we're supposed to do, we're gonna be right there. We're gonna be good.
The Dan Fitzgerald era of Kansas baseball is getting ready to start. And if you can remember back to those moments where you first were a manager of the team, as coach is starting his era here, what would be some things that you would say to him to encourage him or to help the process along of transitioning Kansas baseball into what we know and hope it could be?
I think for me, the best information or suggestion that I ever got was just be yourself. Just be yourself. There's a reason why you're here. Be yourself. You know, make sure that those guys are preparing and competing every day, and create a culture where everybody has everybody's back. Good teammates, good people, and they'll be fine.
Tomorrow you'll be at the game.
Yep.
When was the last time you were in Allen Fieldhouse?
Been a while now.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the time. Good luck defending the National League pennant. And
yeah, we have that same type of pride for you when we see you represent well and
well. I appreciate
winning
that.
Pennants and hopefully go a little bit further next year and bring home the crown.
I'll try and make Kansas proud.
Phillies manager Rob Thompson with Greg Gurley and Wayne Simeon on the Jayhawker podcast. What a great conversation. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
That's all the time we have. I'm Bill Pollack. Appreciate you listening. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.